This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage, as you can see. Our teams are warming up for today's big match. Today, one of these teams is going to have the opportunity to win their own video arcade game. So, players, you ready? You all set? You all set? Let's go play Starcade. Here we go.
You know, you told me before the show you wanted to be an MC. Is that why you took my spot?
Yep.
Okay,
Evan. I'd do it for free.
You would do it for free?
Yeah.
That's funny. It's about as much money as I'm getting for this. All right, let's meet our players here on Starcade. You are?
Irene Cannell.
Irene, how old are you?
Nine.
And you play arcade games?
Mm-hmm.
Have a good time doing it?
Yeah.
What's your favorite hobby?
Playing video games.
Playing video games. Okay, Irene, who's this next to you?
My brother.
What's your name?
Darren Cannell.
Darren, nice to know you. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'm 17 years old. I go to Casa Grande High School in Petaluma. I love to draw, I like science fiction, and I love video games.
Well, let's see how this team does over here. Of course, you got to beat this team on my left. Well, I already said hello to Evan. Evan, you want to be an MC when you get older?
You bet.
Well, I wish you good luck in that. That's a nice job to have. And who's this next to you?
He's my brother.
What's his name?
Well, his name is Jordan Cook. I call him Cubert Nose.
You call him Cubert?
Yeah.
Why?
Because his nose looks like Cubert Nose.
Well, Jordan, do you let him get away with that?
No.
Tell me about yourself. What's your favorite hobbies?
I like to draw and bicycle and play video games.
All right. A couple of hot teams here today. Now, as you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. And one team here is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. It is Joust today. Great game. Are you two teams shake hands? And then head over to the podiums. We'll get ready to square off and play Starcade. And while they're heading over to the podium, Kevin is going to tell us all about the five games we'll be dealing with today. Kev?
Outer space, crazy monkeys, and an uncooperative bird. Jeff, we've got it all here on Starcade. Game number one today, rock and rope. And it'll really hang you out. Next is Dorodon, a little ape running through doors. Solar Fox, a racy run in a spacey place. Moon Patrol, a bumpy ride on the lunar surface. And Astron Belt, a truly awesome space conflict. Jeff?
Oh, a bunch of different games today. All right, now those are today's five games. All of you, of course, had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. You pick it in the first three games, and a valuable prize is automatically yours. Now, we want to let everybody home know what the mystery game is, so Kevin's going to whisper to him right now.
Our mystery game is Moon Patrol.
Okay, now they know, we don't. Have a question for you. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you pick the first game. Here's the question. In Dragon's Lair, what is the name of the creatures that try to shove Dirk into a coffin? Yes.
The creatures that try to shove Dirk into a coffin are the Gobby Goon. No, they're the they're the skeletons.
No, neither of those. Sorry. The two choices were A, Gravediggers, and B, Crypt Creeps. And Crypt Creeps is what they're called. So, Evan, that was a valiant try, but the Canals get to pick the first game. For Jordan and Irene, what game do you want to play first?
Moon Patrol.
That's the mystery game. Well, that takes care of the old mystery game right away. Let's find out what they've won, Kev.
It's pack time. You've won a Pac-Man and a Ms. Pac-Man watch and clock. Telling time was never so much fun. Furnished by Paxon.
All right, Cornell. Now, Moon Patrol is a game, an old standby. Let's have Kevin tell us a little bit about Moon Patrol.
Your mission is to pilot your moon wagon on the lunar surface, avoiding the UFOs, rocks, and other lunar obstacles, and jumping over the craters. Score points by firing on the enemy UFOs, by destroying or jumping over lunar rocks and other obstacles, and by jumping over the moon craters. Make bonus points by reaching the goal set for you in better than average time. Time now for your drive on the moon.
All right, the Canal team, who's going to play this?
My brother.
Your brother, okay. That means that you are Darren. I don't know, not much to say about old Moon Patrol, except that the faster you go, the more points you're going to score. All right. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go. Moon Patrol it is. You have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go. That's the jump down. Good shot. Oh, no, they got you. Fine, 10 seconds. All right, 1,850. Not bad at all, Darren. Congratulations, Irene. How do you think he did?
Good.
Good? Okay. Head on back. Let's see what the other team does. The Cokes come down. And we have Jordan and Evan. Who's going to... Jordan, come down here, please. Okay, that's fine. Who's going to play the game?
Yes.
I'm going to play the game because I've played it a lot, and I'm sure I'll be quite good at it.
I think that...
Not to brag.
Of course, not to brag, just to state a simple fact, right?
Right.
Okay, Evan, get ready to play the game. You'll have 50 seconds also. Get ready, get set, play. Except for the...
1,700.
No, what happens is that the buzzer freezes it, see, right where it is. The game may continue when the buzzer freezes. That's okay. You'll grow up to be an MC. All you have to do is correct everybody, and then you get to be an MC. Okay. We'll be back in just a second. Now, don't go away.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Joust. Enter into the manly sport of jousting, riding proudly on thy ostrich, toppling thy opponents from thy mounts. Thy grand prize today is Joust, furnished by Williams Electronics. And now back to Starcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
My thanks to thee, Kevin, very much. Well, let's take a look. I think we have a pretty close game so far. The Canals, you have 1,850.
All right.
And the Cokes have 1,600, 250 points separating the two of you. Canals in the lead. Of course, there's still one more game to be played in this round. And the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name the game board. You got a question, Evan?
No.
It's okay if you do. No? Okay. I have a question. The question, put your hands on your buzzers, is this. What color is the fair maiden's hair in Jungle Hunt? Yes, Cokes.
Yellow.
Yellow or blonde. Judge, is that okay? Yes, we accept that. The choices were red and blonde. You got blonde. And that means you get to pick the game. What do you think, Jordan?
I want Solar Fox.
Solar Fox. Okay, Solar Fox is a game we'll play. And I beg pardon?
I did promise my brother he could pick the game anyhow.
So. Oh, what a guy. What a guy. Kevin, tell us about Solar Fox.
Pilot your ship through space, scoring points by firing on or going over the racks of Fuzors in your path. Score extra points by destroying incoming UFOs and by catching the blue mystery spots. Go fast or go slow and fire at will. Jordan, you are the Solar Fox.
That means, Jordan, you're going to play it, right?
Yep.
Okay, you got any advice for him, Evan, before he goes into battle?
Yeah, just go for it.
Okay, Evan, you have 50 seconds, Jordan. All set? Get ready, get set, play.
All right. Plenty of time left. All right. 3,650. Very well played, Jordan. Are you happy with that? I better ask the coach. Are you happy with that, coach?
Yeah.
Okay, head on back. Let's see how the other team does. Down they come, Darren and Irene. Oh, a little faster, you guys, because we only have a half an hour show. Who's going to play this one?
I am.
You're going to play this one. Okay. They left you a pretty good score to shoot at here. How do you think your brother's going to do, Irene?
Great.
Okay, good for you. Here we go. 50 seconds to play. Ready? Get set. Play. Using the fast speed, going good. All right, 30 seconds. Oh, you got to pick those up. Got it. 10 seconds to go. Well played, Darren. Irene, you guys head on back. We have a close game here, and in a moment, we're going to find out which team is going to get a chance to play the Name the Game board. Could be either one. It's so close. Both teams, of course, had a chance to play Moon Patrol and Solar Fox, and now one team's going to play for some special prizes. So let's total up the scores. Connells, you have 5,010. Cooks, you have 5,250. You guys play the Name the Game board. Only a couple of hundred points separating these two teams. Come on up here. Just stand with your back to the board, please, fellas. There we are. Just like that. That's perfect. Now, what's going to happen is behind you is the Name the Game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you win a marvelous prize. You'll have to go in order. First one, then the other. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
You will go first, then Evan next, then Jordan and Evan, okay? Yeah. All right, turn around and face the screens. In the upper left-hand corner, Evan, come a little closer to me here because I need to put the mic by your mouth to hear your answers. Right in here. So everything's going to be okay. There we go. In the upper left-hand corner, is that Guzzler or Pop Flamer?
Pop Flamer.
No, sorry. That happens to be Guzzler. Evan, your turn. Is that Bagman or Money Money?
Bagman.
Bagman is right. Okay, Jordan. Is that Millipede or Centipede?
Millipede.
Millipede is right. Here's the tough one. Evan, is that Sub Rock or Tempest?
Tempest.
Tempest is right. Good for you. 3 out of 4. Turn around, Evan, because that means you've won a prize, and Kevin is going to tell us about it.
You've won a White's Metal Detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. A metal detector from White's Electronics.
Congratulations to both of you. Nice play, Evan. Good for you, Jordan. Very close game. Stay tuned. We're going to find out who's going to have a chance to have their own video arcade game right after these words. Welcome back to Starcade. Okay, this is the way we stand. Connells, you won the Mystery Game Prize. The Cokes won the Name the Game board. There's only a couple of hundred points separating the two of you. Of course, the Cokes are still in the lead. This is the big challenge. It's round two. There's only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we total up all the scores, and the top scorer in all the games is going to have a chance to win Joust. So if you're ready, I have the last question for you. Hands on buzzers. Here we go. And listen to this carefully. The Fuji Raceway appears in A, pole position only, B, pole position and pole position two. Cooked.
pole position and pole position two.
Right you are. That is exactly right. Think carefully. This is the last and final game. Pick one you're good at. Which one will you play?
Rock and rope.
Rock and rope is the game. Kevin, tell us about rock and rope.
Well, Cokes, you've chosen to put yourself in a precarious cliff-hanging situation. Believe it or not, the most you can hope to accomplish is to reach the bird at the top. And it's not going to be easy, but I know you'll try. It's like this. You stop, shoot the rope, climb the rope, pick up the golden egg for flash power, flash the monsters to stop them, pick up the feather, avoid the falling rocks, and don't move if a monster is shaking your rope. Do all of this, and the bird of fortune is yours in rock and rope.
I can't believe it, Evan. Are you going to let Jordan play another one?
Yeah, I'll have to, and boy, do I wish him luck.
Oh, I do, too. Now, remember this, and you might want to keep this in mind, too, Cornell, is that you can bypass a level if you shoot your rope correctly and get to the feather really fast. Have you done that?
Yep.
Oh, well, good. Well, maybe you do it again. I hope so. 40 seconds this time. Points are important. Ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Reason. That's it. Got the feather. Good to you. I don't think you'll have time to do any more. 120 points, not bad at all, though. Congratulations to you, Jordan. Head back, Evan. Congratulations. Yes. There you are. You come up and down. Oh, Evan's wonderful. Now, let's see. Back up here just a little bit. And there we are. Who's going to play this?
She is.
You are? Well, have you played rock and rope before?
Yes.
It's a tough game, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to wish you good luck. You're going to have 40 seconds to play it. And we're going to see if you can see. If you can't, we're going to prop you up a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right, Irene, what do you think? Can you play it from there?
Yeah.
All right, you have 40 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Here she goes. Reason. There you go. Get the feather. No, another maritona. Points. A little rough luck there, Irene, but you played really well. You go on back.
Okay.
Darren will go back with you, and I'll come back with you, too, because we're going to add up all the scores now and see who's going to get a chance at taking Joust home today. So a grand total for the Canals is 5,530. And Evan and Jordan, you have 7,370. You're the big winners for the day. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Evan, congratulations. Well played. And we have to say goodbye to the Canals, but I'm glad you're on the show. Irene, you have a good time? Well, you're a nice young lady. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Darren,
right,
too. And for coming here at Starcade and being good players, we have a prize for you. Kev?
Right.
It's a collector's library of music from the company that brings all the great hits together on one album from KTEL International.
All right. Not bad at all. And, of course, you guys, Evan and Jordan, are the big winners of the day, and you have something extra special. Kevin will tell you about that.
It's the Spectre Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business, featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectre Video.
All right. Of course, you'll stay right where you are, because in a minute, we're going to find out if you can take Joust home with you. We'll be back in a few seconds. Don't worry. And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, Evan and Jordan, you're the champs. Now the pressure's on. Chance to win your own video arcade game. We still have two games left unplayed, as you know. They are Astron Belt and Duradon. During the commercial break, we told you that if you picked Astron Belt, you'd have to score at least 5,449 points. If you picked Duradon, you have to score at least 820 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who play these same games. And you made your decision, did you?
Yep.
Okay, Evan, what'd you guys pick?
We picked Duradon.
Kevin, you tell us about Duradon, and we'll go over and get ready to play. Come on, guys.
Dorodon is a mean little beastie who's brought along a few friends and some fire pots to make your life miserable. Avoid these at all costs. Unless the Dorodon gets cold and changes into an ice cream cone, then you can pursue him. Meanwhile, there's question marks and rotating spirals to capture, and once in a while, fruit for the really big points. Spin all the doors, they change to white once they've been spun, and then you can move on to the next challenge. It's Dorodon, and the beasties are out.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin. Who's going to play this?
I am.
Jordan, okay, you're going to play it. And as I said, if you get the ice cream cones, the propellers, and the question marks, you'll have probably about 600 points, and then the 820 should be pretty easy in 30 seconds. Any last words of advice for your brother?
Yes, I would suggest going for the fruits because you get more points than you do for the ice cream cones and the propellers and the other thing.
Go for the fruit, man. Okay. All right, good luck. 30 seconds to get 820 points. Good luck to you, Jordan. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go. We're fine. 20 times, 20 seconds. And there we go. Didn't quite get it, and the fruit didn't show up, Evan. Well, that's all right. You guys are good champions. You won yourself some nice prizes here, including a computer. Evan, thanks for being with us here on the show. This is Jeff Edwards. Stay around for the next Starcade. We'll see you on that show where we have some brand new games. We'll see you then. Bye-bye. Hope all your troubles get zapped.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.